Reavers by William Faulkner, chapters 9, 10, and 11. All right, this section we're going to focus on the relationship between Boone and Everby. Everby has been working as a prostitute dating back to her time in Arkansas, and this has truly been presented as the only way that she can make money to provide for herself. She herself believes she could get another job. Miss Reba consistently points out that that's probably not the case, or at least not going to be enough to maintain a stable life. And it's truly presented to us like Everby's got two choices. She either finds someone to take care of her and pay for all of her lifestyle choices, or she works as a prostitute. So we have to ask ourselves, why are these the only two options available for her? And if ultimately they are, what does that say about the society at this point in time, and what has put her in this situation? Regardless of that answer, we have to think about the fact that Lucius, who, as Miss Reba has accused him of, has put Everby on a path of reformation. She's going to reform herself into this new person because of what he has done for her, helped her see a different way of life, helped give her some more confidence in herself. Somebody cares about her. Somebody wants more for her. And because of those feelings, she feels inspired to believe in herself. Very simply, Lucius believes in her. She now is going to believe in herself. But it's a slippery slope getting out of this industry. And we're going to see that portrayed here at the end of the novel. And whether you're supposed to view this as funny or sort of grotesque, it's truly up to you. And I think in 2023, we're going to look at this as not really a good, happy ending when it comes to the relationship between Boone and Everby. Maybe at the very end, but there's some hiccups along the way that I think are some serious red flags. The relationship between Boone and Everby takes a real negative context because he is not allowed to have any physical relationship with her. She is saying, listen, I am now reforming. I'm no longer a prostitute. And he complains, not internally, externally, to anyone who's going to listen. It's like, why are you reforming on me, on my time? So there's an immaturity that we're seeing from Boone. We're seeing a very sort of just base level character in Boone's needs and wants. So when we compare him to the other characters in the story, the other adults, we don't see anyone else sort of thinking this is a problem. Everyone sort of agrees with Boone. And that, I think, is one of the things when we talk about Lucius and we talk about the lost innocence he's going through, is that the adults that he's used to dealing with back home, the priest family, everyone in the priest family acts with high civility. But the people that he's been hanging out with on this very short trip to Memphis has been marred by a very different adult interaction and ultimately very different adult behavior. So when we analyze this, we have to remember when we ask the question about how Lucius changes and why he's so sad about this loss of innocence is that he's seeing that people do not behave necessarily the way they're supposed to behave. And it's an active decision to behave right, to be honorable, to act with reason, to make proper decisions, and to ultimately act with civility. In this section, we have all the aspects of the horse race play themselves out. They lose the first race on purpose. Ned gets arrested. We have Otis running away with Minnie's golden tooth, which is a whole little side story. Lucius races the horse. He's supposed to lose that first race. He does so. And then this section ends with Ned, Sam, and Boone getting arrested. And it's all Butch is behind this entire scene, which makes us think about why would Butch do this? And we know that ultimately he's trying to get to Everby as well. Why he's trying to inject himself into this equation, is it just because he has a problem with Butch? Excuse me, has a problem with Boone? Does he really have feelings for Everby? Is it just purely physical? But the competition between Butch and Boone plays itself out in a very sort of male chauvinistic way. They both want to possess Miss Corey or Everby. They both want a physical relationship that they are going to pay for because that is what they want to do. And that's how they want to present themselves. And they obviously think that's their right. So we have to analyze that part of it when we think about this, that part of their behavior, where we would not probably use this as an acceptable way of behaving in this current day and age, seems to be acceptable to everyone else, except for Lucius. Lucius is the one consistently pointing out that this is not good. This is not the way to treat somebody. So we have the child saying, this is bad, and the men seeing Miss Corey, who's, remember, as Everbee, as just merely property. So what does this say about, we can't just use this as a blanketed statement about the time period. We can't use this as a blanketed statement to talk about the people in this entire city. But when we look at who these people are, the lives they've lived, we have to analyze what has allowed them to think that this is acceptable behavior. What has allowed them to feel like this is the way to handle their business? And why is these sort of professions, both Boone, as he points out, he works the fields no different than a prostitute in his own right. He points that out, that he's responsible and owned by the priest family. And I don't think we really see it that way. They're his caregiver in a lot of ways, and they're his bosses. But the way he translates that over exclusively to the idea of being a prostitute, I do think we have to explore. The idea of selling yourself for what? For a job, for money, for status, to fill some need or some want. What are we actually seeing here? So this part of the book is complicated because there's a lot going on between the horse race and the interaction between Butch, Boone, and Miss Corey. And we have to think about the fact that all of this is being viewed by Lucius, who, while there is humor in some of the scenes, there's a heaviness and a darkness that clouds really a lot of the enjoyment for the average reader. So as we've reached the end of this novel, and we have some sort of horrific events that take place between Boone and Miss Corey, and you even could say that there is some stuff that happens between Butch and Miss Corey that obviously is negative as well. And then we'll compare that to how the ultimate story ends up. I do think we need to consistently analyze why this behavior is taking place, why there's no one truly stepping up except for Lucius, and why Lucius is the moral compass for all the adults in the story.